Daf Vavamid Beis, more or less in the middle of the Amid, Amar Abaye HaMekadesh B'milve Eina Mikodeshes. The person is Mekadesh B'milve Eina Mikodeshes. Let us see Rashi. HaMekadesh B'milve the Amar Hiskachili b'milde shehilvi sicha. He was mekadesh with the. He said, "Be mekadesh with the milde that I had lent you." Eina mekodeshes dekicha mistei Ephraim gamrina. We learn out that an isha is nikne bekesef from stei Ephraim. Yoiv midi bishas kedushin. And so we learn out from Stei Ephraim, you have to give something b'shas kedusha. Umilve lahaitza nitna, and the money that was given is lahaitza. Just let's mention the lashon of the Ran. The Ran says umilve af al pi shehu ben, even though the money is still ben. The money that he had lent her is still ben. But lahaitza nitna, but it was given to her to spend, not to preserve. Ukvar hein shelo, so the money is hers. Umois acherem hi chayev eslo. And she's chayived him different money. Now there's a meiradik diuk from this Rashi. Rashi says, when Rashi explains why Mekadesh B'milve is no good, so Rashi starts with Bekiyas. We learn out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, and just like by Stei Ephraim, Yoiv Midi, there was Asati Kesef Asod Dekach Mimeni. So here also, you also have to give something. And umilva laitza nitna, so that's not considered giving. It would seem from Rashi, and that's how the Achrayim Amadaik from Rashi, that if you wouldn't learn out from Stei Ephraim, fakert is differently mudim, others learn out from Yotzachinam and Kosef, then there wouldn't be a problem. But since we learn out from Stei Ephraim, then it's not Dumye the Stei Ephraim. And just let us elaborate a little. The Lashon of Rashi in Vayter in Kedushin Daf Mem Zayin, Lahitzo Nitno, that's a Dibra Mascha Lahitzo, Vekiven de Lahitzo Nitno, Havi Lo Kidido. So it's just like it's her money. So he's not giving her anything. Now, lechayre, why does Rashi have to bend over backwards and say, just like her money? It would seem that in reality, it's not her money. Kozman, the money is ben, and she didn't spend it, so perhaps it's his money, but she has the right to spend it. So one could think that he's giving her something. He's giving her now the money, which is his, but she can, whenever she wants, she could spend this money. She could take it for herself. So we have here a money that is theoretically his, before she spent it, and he wants to give her this money now, l'shem kedushin. So Rashi is saying a whole Megillah why it's no good. So Rashi is saying it's because that's not called giving. Because since without the Kiddushin, she could also take it for herself. The Havalei Kiddido, so it's just like, so it's not considered he's giving her something for Kiddushin. Since we learn out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. That is the Mashmois of Rashi. Let us go further in the Gemara. Ba'anos milve mikudeshes. What's on us a little bit? So Rashi says, Meforish lo ba'ozel. He wants to be Mekadosh her with the Hanoah of the Milva. Va'ozel ases kain, but one is not permitted to be Mekadosh her with the Hanoah's Milva. Mipnei haromas ribis, because being Mekadosh with the Hanoah of the Halvor, that's haromas ribis. So the Gemara asks, Hai Hanoas Milva Hechidoni. What is this case of Hanoas Milva? Ilema da Askefo, he was kaitzitz with her, the Omalo Arba Bachamisha. When he lent her 4 zuzim, he said, I'm lending you 4 zuzim under the condition, you pay me back 5 zuzim. That means he was kaitzitz, so the 5th zuz is a charge for the Hanos Hamilva, I'm lending you my money with a charge. The charge is from the Hanoi you're deriving from the Milva. And he's Mekadosh her with the 5th zuz of Ribis. That's Hanoas Milva. That means Hanoas Milva. So the Gemara asks that there's 2 problems to say that that's Pshat in Hanoas Milva. Problem number 1, her ribis mal yosohu, this is a real ribis, it's not a romas ribis. The oid haino milve, and problem number 2, this is a milve, so how could you be mekadish, it's a milve. Lo yitzricho da alvach lo zimne. So the Gemara says it is speaking about da alvach lo zimne, he was marich this man. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, Ileime da askefo, mi ikore, arbo bechamisha. When he lent her the money, he had lent her the money with a ktsitsa, with an agreement that for the 4 zuz I'm lending you, you have to give me back 5 zuz. Vahashto omalo, Hiskachi li bezuz chamishi. The 5th zuz that you owe me, I want you to be mekudish with this 5th zuz. So the Gemara says, ribis mal yosohi. So this is real ribis. Vamai kori lo haromas ribis. We'll come back to this Rashi. Ochi galsinen, vo'oid hainu milve. Sha'af hazuz hazeh kfar mechuyeves ve'oimedes. She owes this already, so Lemaise, he's not giving her anything. So therefore, if you say Hamikadosh b'milva ena mikadeshes, he has to give her something. In by kesef kedushin, he has to give her something. In a milva alone is not considered giving in order to make kedushin. So telling her she doesn't have to pay the 5th zuz is also a milve. So how could you be mekadosh with the 5th zuz? The Gemara is asking 2 kashas. He says, 1 kasha is the loshen. Why do you call this haromas ribis? It's ribis ktsutze. The 2nd kasha is, forget about the loshen, but she should not be Mekudish because it's Mekadish Bemilva. Now, I'd just like to mention the Lashon of the Ritva, which L'Chair and Rashi, it says the same. The Ritva says, V'kitcho b'zuz ha-chamishi shel ribis, he was Mekadish with the 5th zuz of ribis, shehi chayeves lo, she owes him the 5th zuz, and he told her, you don't have to pay me the 5th zuz, Ribis mal yoso perish lishne da'almeka makshile. The kasha is on the losh. Why do you call this haromas ribis? Hey, chikorele haromas ribis. It's ribis mal yoso. So the problem is on the losh. That means, then I have another kasha. It's milve. How can you be mekadosh? Now there's a meiridike problem over here. Let us discuss the problem. L'chayre ribis ktsutze is yaitze b'dayonim. That means ribis ktsutze people come and ask a Rav a Shaila. She borrowed 4 zuz from this Malva, and she was Machayev herself, I owe you 5 zuz. Now, before he made this Kiddushin, she'll come over to a Rav. Do I have to pay him the 5th zuz? Chas v'sholem. Tell the older Lavim she's either like Sashech and like Deiva. And when the Malva say I'm allowed to take the 5th zuz, chas v'sholem, this is ribbis, he won't be zeichet to tchiyas ha-meisim, it's a pachad meira. Perhaps Kedai to tell over a meisim for a minute. There was once a person that lived in a city that he was a Malva v'ribbis. He went to ribbis, he wasn't such an elchi. And when he was nifta, so his children wanted to buy a karka for him, the Beis Olam. So they charged him, oh, your father, he was the Malva Beribis, they charged an exuberant price. The children felt, the father wasn't the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, I understand, but this rectifies to charge an exuberant price? What's the yesha in this? So they came to the Rav of the Shtat, was Rabbi Kevegia. They came to Rabbi Kevegia, they said, is the Chabad Kedisha right? And charging. So the father wasn't a tzaddik, he learned peribis. So Rabbi Kevegi says, they're 100% right. He says, why? Where's the Yosha? He says, you don't understand. He says, whenever the Chevel Kedisha sells a karke, it's only a temporary dwelling. The people stand up for Trias HaMeisim. So for a temporary dwelling, there's a certain price. But your father, he says, he lent money peribis. He's going to stay there forever. He's not going to come to Trias HaMeisim. Versteht sich, there's different rates. If he's going to be there forever, so there's another rate. But I'll call upon him. Let's talk about, we have such a mice over here. We have a woman that was b'chayv herself to pay ribis. And now he wants to be mekadesha with the zuz she owes, unquote. She owes a zuz. And the Gemara only has problems that, so why you call it Haramas Ribis, it's Ribis Ktsutze, the Loshen is not good. And Mekadesh B'milve, that's the only problem the Gemara has. So the Achoinim, Davnei Nezer, and Davnei Miluyim say, Amoyre de Kechidish. If there was a Ktsitze, there was an agreement that she owes 5 zuz for 4 zuz, she tak owes it. The Choshen Mishpat, that means whenever there's a monetary agreement, I'm lending you 4 zuz to pay back 5 zuz, taka owe 5 zuz, she taka owes it. Then is you're not allowed to give it. He's not allowed to take it. That's yeredeya. That's in Hilchas Isurin. If she gives and he takes, Nachman and it's law. But that does not have to do with Choshen Mishpat. The Choshen Mishpat is, there was an agreement, you lent 4 zuz with an agreement to pay the 5th zuz, she taka owes him the 5th zuz. So in Melech, the only problem the Gemara had over here was, why do you call this Haromas Ribis? It's Ribis Ktsutze. And the problem is, why is she Mekudish? It's Mekadish B'milve. That means he's just giving her that she doesn't have to pay up what she owes. Rashi says she's mechuyevus v'imedes. Sha'af hazuz zekvah mechuyevus. She owes the zuz, but you can't be mekadish with money that you owe. You have to give money back. That's what we learn out from Stei Ephraim. Amar di kechidish. Chazanish can't stomach it. He doesn't. How the Choshen Mishpat stems with the Yiridaya? The Yiridaya says you're not allowed to take it, and you're not allowed to give it, and she taka owes it. How does the, but the Achoinim say, the Achoinim taka say that, they're two different, storim. The Choshen Mishpat, she taka owes the money, but there's Isurim, she's not allowed to give it, and he's not allowed to take it. So Al Kaponim, so the Gemara only had two problems. The Gemara had a problem, it's Milveh, and the Loshen of Haromas Ribis. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche da Arvach lo Zimno. It is speaking about that da Arvach lo Zimno. What does Rashi say? Leitzriche da Arvach lo Zman halvosoi. He went and he said she could, she doesn't have to, she was supposed to pay up now, and he said, you know, I'm giving you a right to use the money another month. I won't, you don't have to pay up now. You have a right to use the money another month. For Omali, Hiskachi Bahanozu, Sha'at Hayis Naisenes Pluta La'odom Shifaiseini Alkach. Hayli, that means if I would come over to you and tell you how much money are you willing to pay, that you'll have an extra month to pay up. See, zicha give a pruta, zicha worthwhile a pruta for you to give that, to have the opportunity to have another month till you'll have to pay up. So, the halvochas hazman, I'm being mahani you. I'm being mahani you something that has a market value of a pruta. I'm giving you a nu hano. Napshat is the money that you have. I'm giving you, I'm doing a service that there's a market value for the service. That you would pay a pruta for this, give it to me or give it to someone else to convince me to do it. So I'm giving you a hano. So now I'm giving you a hano. So now, so the second kasha is the second kasha is mekadesh b'milve. I'm not being mekadesh you with the choiv. I'm being mekadesh you with this service that I'm doing now for you, which is worth a pruta. That I'm giving you an extra month till you'll have to pay up. Till you'll have to pay up, yeah. So that is why it is not Mekadosh B'milta. Now this is called Haromas Ribis. It's not called real Ribis. Now he went over and he said, Rochel Bitcha Ktana. He said, you know, I'm being Mavir Yudizman. And because of this, I want something. I want, you should marry me. That's, I'm doing this. So Rashi says, Vafilu la'agarnata loidomi klau. This is not similar to agarnata, to paying. Every ribis is, I'm paying for the waiting. You're giving me time, you're waiting till, you're giving me time to pay up. There's no similarity to ribis, to agarnata. Vimpirish lokach, Rashi doesn't say why, but let us go a little further. Vimpirish lokach, mekudeshes, so she's mekudesh. V'aromes ribis udavi, it's only called haromes ribis, v'loi ribis gomo. It's not ribis gomo. V'loi kotzlo, Vulaimidi shokel mina. Like kotzlo, he wasn't kaitzitz. He didn't take anything from her. Vulaimidi shokel mina. Now, this is a very shvera Rashi. What is Rashi saying over here? What's that like kotzlo? He was kotzlo. When he went over, he said, klo, I'm making halvochas hazman, and for this halvochas, I'm not doing it for free, I'm not a tzaddik, I'm doing it for, this is worth money, and for this pruta that you would give, this service that I'm doing for you, every halva is also a service, theoretically. I want, you would give a pruta for this. So for this pruta, I bring Mekadishu. So here, first of all, you have to understand what does Rashi mean, Bulei Kotzlo. And that's what Rashi mean, Bulei Midi Shokol Mino. He's not taking anything from her. What does Rashi mean? I mean, what does Rashi mean? So we'll see, Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis doesn't understand Rashi, but I just like to explain, there's a few mahalachim in Rashi, I'd like to explain one mahalach in Rashi. There's a ritva, and the Machna Frayim says there's a machlokes Rashi and the ritva. But let us talk about the what the Ritva is speaking about. Then we'll come to Rashi. The Ritva clears such a shaila. I come over, there's an influential person, he's very close with the president. I need a favor from the president. This influential person comes over to me and he says, wants to borrow from me $1,000. No, he needs me. So I said, fine, I'll lend you $1,000. But I want, you should go and speak to the president about this and this Indian. You're influential, you're thus. I want that. So the Ritva Klerza Shaila is this Ribis Gomer. We were kaitzis, and he agrees, Bishasta, I'm lending you this money under the condition you should speak to the president. Is this Ribis Gomer, yes or no? So the Ritva mentions a very delicate point. Is the Malver receiving something for this Halvo? Definitely. This is a... Because for this halvor, he spoke to the president, and now whatever he wants, he'll get. So Zichar getting something for the halvor. So Zichar tarbis, Zichar ribis. He's getting more from the halvor than besides getting paid for the halvor. Is there neshech over here? Is Yena losing something? He's not losing anything. I mean, he talks to the president. Every day he speaks with him. He's his best friend. So he's not losing. There's talbis beloy neshech. Is this ribis, yes or no? So there's a big machlokes. So the Ritva holds this ribis. And we'll see Tosfos holds this also ribis. Rashi, the Machnafrei, wants to say Rashi held there's no ribis. He didn't take anything away from her. That means, what did she lose? He's marrying her. What did she lose? She's married. For the halvo, for the havoches hazman, he says that what, instead of giving you a pluta, the plute, that it's worthwhile for you, this is a market value to give me to be ma'aviach this man. I'm doing this for this plute, but you should give me. I'm giving you the plute. So that means, so he's gaining a plute, that's for sure. He is gaining a plute. Is she losing a plute? So Lachere, she's not losing a puta. Why? Because Benderson, to become a wife, you can become a wife with a shtar also. You know, it's not necessary to when you become a wife to have money. He's gaining a puta, and she's not losing a puta. So that's the second half of Rashi. He didn't take anything away from her. There's no nesher. He didn't take anything away from her. Now, let us talk about the first case of the Gemara. The Gemara says if he had lent her money, and he said, you owe me, he lent her 4 zuz, and for 5 zuz, and then he comes over to her, and he says, he's mekadish her with the 5th zuz, and so there the Gemara says, there it's ribis tzutze, it's ribis malyosa, the Gemara says. What is the difference between that case and this case? There's a difference, there's a tremendous difference. So there's the Mirdika Rajba. The Rajba explains as follows. And let us just give a shtikal akdome to what the Rajba says. There's a Mirdika Gemara in Rav Metzia, Neizer Nesher. The Gemara says a very interesting case. The Gemara says that Reuven lent Shimon money under the condition he should pay him back $12 ribis. $12 ribis. Shimon agreed, pay him back $12 ribis. So then Reuven comes to Shimon, where's the $12? He says, you know what, I have a room. I rent you this room for $12. Really, I really charge $10 for the room. You are rented for $12. Finish, I paid you up by choyt, I'm renting to you for $12, paid up the choyt. And his maskim, I mean, it was an easy $12, so his maskim. So he took the room for $12, really worth $10. Now, the din is ribis ktsutze is yaitze bidayonim. That means that even though it belongs to him, but Bezlin comes over to him and knocks on the door and says, Rabid, you know you took ribis? Yeah, yeah. there's a mitzvah on you to pay back, and they'll convince him through many efanim how to pay back, to do this mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that they'll convince him with Yetzer B'dayonim. Fine, okay. So he takes out a $10 bill. No, you have to pay back $12. You took he owed you $12, and you took this dire for $12. You said that he's paying up the ribbis with this dire for $12. So halachically, we assume that you got $12. You have to pay back now $12 to him. Zok the Rashbe. So the Rashbe says, in the first case of the Gemara, when he lent her money, he lent her 4 zuz, under the condition that she has to pay back 5 zuz. Right? Now he went over to her, he says, you know, you owe me a zuz, so the zuz that you owe me, I'm giving you kaddish you with a zuz. I'm not giving kaddish you with a puta, I'm kaddish you with a zuz. So the Rashbe says, a loshen, let me just read off the loshen. The Rashbe says, Kotzatz dalet behei, ubedmei yahu zuz shal ribis koshokilo, havi ribis malye, vahavale keman de shokil poches mishove prute bedmei yahu zuz ve ribis malye. That means even though we will assume she is not worth a zuz, in value she is not worth a zuz, and Isha is not called she's worth a zuz. The Ritva says, I don't know if he got such a bargain, but that's the Malay Merit. But I'll kapon him, but he accepted her for the zuz he's giving her. So that is called Ribis Ktutze. So Ribis Ktutze is that if, because this is already step number 2, that means the halva was for you're lending me 4 zuz, and for 4 zuz I owe you 5 zuz. So the ribis is a zuz. I owe you a zuz, and you're going to get a zuz. So Lemaisa, what did he do with the zuz? He ended up with a wife, which could be is not worth a zuz. Could be she's not even worth a shava pruta in value. But it's considered that she had given him a zuz, and he had received a zuz. And for the zuz, he got a wife. So that's called ribis ktutze. That's called ribis ktutze. That's called that Lemaisa, he got from her a zuz and he married her with a zuz. That's called ribis ktutze. Masha enkein, in our case over here, the whole agreement was, I'm being maviach this man, kidei that you should become my wife. That's the whole. So he's gaining a pruta from this deal, but since she's not losing a pruta, so that's what Rashi said. That seems how the Rashba learned shot in this Rashi. Loikotzlo, there was no ktitza on money. She never was machayev herself to him money. Vuloimidi shokalmino. And even though now he's getting a wife, but she's not losing anything. So this is similar to the case that a person lent money al-minas that the labor should be mishtadl by the president. So the Machna Frayim says, according to Rashi, it is ribis without neshech, and it's not awesome. V'cholskein, imachalo kol ha-milveh, if he was meichel ha the whole milveh, and he said, for this service that I'm being meichel you the milveh, v'amalai skachli banos mechilazu, so he's giving her a service that is worth a pruta. So it's good. But if he's mekadesh with the dmei halvo, lav midi yoivlo shekvar heim bershusa veheim shalo. He's mekadesh with the money is ready in her reshus. It's not considered he's giving her something, because here, this is what we learn out from Sudei Ephraim. You have to give mamein be'en. Let us see Taisvis. Be'avach lo zimne. Perish be'kuntres. Shehoisa chayev esloi. She owed him money. Ve'nosan lo zman. And he was now marich this man. Vamala iskacheli ba'ano zu. This ano that you're receiving from me. Sha'at ha'yisa na'isenes la'odam puta. You would zicha. Give a person a puta. She'if ha'iseini al-kach. That he should convince me that I should be mabiyach this man. So in other words, this is a service that has a market value. Then pirish lakach mekudeshes. If he said this, it's mekudeshes. Varomes ribis udahavi, veloi ribis gomu. But this is not a real ribis, it's only haromes ribis. Veloi kotzlo, veloi midi shokol mino. This is the loshna of Rashi. There was no, so we said pshat, there was no ktsitsa on money. He didn't take anything away from her. V'choshkni mochala kol hamilve, v'amalo, iskachli banos mechila zum mekodeshes. Avo ki mekacha be'ikar hamois, if he's mekadesha be'ikar hamois, the demei albo, la'midi yoivlo, shekvahim shelo u'bershus. That's not called, that is not tangible money that is being given to her, and that value is not roi to make kedushin. Umashe pirish, that what Rashi says, the ribis ktsutze loyhavi, it's not considered ribis ktsutze, kivin shein ha'ishe noisenes le'ish klum. That means, so we had said pshat, that's how the Machna Frayim said pshat, because she's not losing anything, there's no nesher. She's not, he's getting, so, loy nehire, kivin shu noisen lo ze pruta bekedushin. He is using this. This is the pruta of kedushin, v'loinosan laklo, and he didn't give her anything. So how is she becoming mekudesh? She's becoming mekudesh from the pruta. That means he is saying that for the havoches hazman, I want that you should become married to me. So memela for the havoches hazman, he is gaining a pruta. Like this, he'd have to give her a pruta. And for the Havoches Hazman, he's saying, I don't have to give you a pruta. For the Havoches Hazman, I want you to be master. So, Mele, he is gaining a pruta because of this ktsitze. Vahave kilu nosnaloi pruta mamish vavaribis goma. So the Machna Ephraim says that Taisvus holds like the Ritve. That means, that's how the Machna Ephraim, that the Ritve says, if I go over to a person, an influential person, and I'll tell him, I'm lending you money under the condition you should speak to the president. I'm an asher nabalecha l'shultain. So memele, so the Ritva says that this is ribis gomo, even though he is not losing anything per se, but the malva is gaining. So that's shatn taisvus kash. That's how the machtapemat lum shatn machlikas kashi in taisvus. That Taisvus held, as long as he is gaining a pruta through the halva, so that's called ribis, even though she is not losing anything. And again, he says it's not considered she's losing, because you don't have to get money in order to get married. You can be mekadesh with a shtar. So it's not called she's losing anything, but he's gaining. So therefore, Taisvus is chaylik and Rashi. So Taisvus has a problem. So why is this called Aromas Ribis? In the eyes of Taisvus, this should be Ribis Goma. Now, the concept of Aromas Ribis, Taisvus says, V'chayahi demone ainli chitin demone yeshli shayich likrois Aromas Ribis shemarim deloihavi agar nota lei. Now, Taisvus says, you know, there's a Gemara in Ezer Neshech that speaks about Aromas Ribis. This case is Aromas Ribis, but not Rashi's case. Now let us just mention, what is this case in Ezer Neshech? A very interesting case. Reuven comes over to Shimon. He says, I'd like to borrow $100 for you. Shimon's very shrewd. So Shimon says, I don't have any cash on me. I have $100 worth of tvua. Now, what will Reuven do with $100 worth of tvua? Reuven is not in the tvua business. He has nothing to do with 100, but you want, I'll lend you $100 worth of tvua. What am I going to do with $100? Don't worry about it. Don't worry. No, okay, he says, don't worry about it. So he goes, and he borrows from him $100 worth of tvua. Now, he needs $100. He has to pay up a bill today, and he has $100 worth of tvua. So now Reuven tells Hashem, what am I going to do with this tvua? You know what? You need cash? I'll buy off this tvua from you for $90. $90? No, $90 is better than nothing. It's better than $100 worth of tvua. So he sells it to him for $90. So between you and me, what happened over here? Legally, nothing too bad really happened. He lent him $100 worth of tvua. He's to pay him back $100 worth of tvua. $100 or tvua. I mean, so in the transaction, there was a legal transaction. No ribbis whatsoever. And Nebuch, this person now needs cash, and then so this Malva is nice enough to purchase it for me. He doesn't want to purchase it for $100, he wants to purchase it for $90, which is also not too bad. But this is called Haromas Ribbis. That means it's a novel B'shus HaTorah. You're getting the Ribbis through nice loopholes. That's called Haromas Ribbis, Taisu says. But this case, Chashi's case, if I tell you I'm for the halvoches as a man, you should get married to me, and that's, I'm gonna get a pruta because of this, that's not called a rambis ribis, that's called ribis gum. So therefore, Taisvis does not like Rashi's pshat. Lachain perish rabbeinu tam, the airi hocha, shahoysa chayeves mois laodamacha. A new story. She owed someone else money. And the time came to pay up the chayv. Uboze v'noisein lemalve pruta la'alvachi lo zimna. Now, this person, the potential chosn, comes over. She was already, you can see the daiga on her face. She has to pay up today. The potential chosn goes over to this malve. He says, listen, extend the halvo another month. Here's a pute. If a pute, send it for another month. Albo. No, al koponim, the malva agrees. Now, he comes over to her, and he's Mekadesha, we'll see in a minute, it's for the service that he did. She got now an extension through him. So Memele, so they says as follows. So the Ayri Hoche Shahisa Chayevis Mois Lodomacher. The Gias Mane Lefoya. And the time came to pay up. Boze Venoisen Lamalva Pruta La Arvuchi Lo Zimna. The Kitcha Boiso Hano. And he was Mekadisha with the Hano. So Memele, so that's how he's Makadisha. Now, there are two Mahalchim had to learn Pshat in this Taisvis. There's a big problem over here. The problem is that, what did she get? She got an extension. What did she get? She got an extension on the Halva. Who extended the Halva? The Malva. What did the chosn, potential chosn do? He influenced the malve to extend the halva. But lemaise, the hanor she's getting is from the malve, not from him. What is he giving her? So we could learn two mahalachim. One mahalach we could learn. Zamoyridike Ran, the end of the second parak of Kedushin, the Ran says as follows. La locha we paskin by gzeila yiyush loikoni. So that means if a gazlan steals something, it's not his. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the nigzal. Yish v'shini rishus is kind. That means if I steal something, I give it to someone else after yish, Yana can keep it. I can't keep it, but if it's the shini rishus, so the second person, the recipient, can keep it. It's his. Yishiv Shinishus is kind. So the Ran explains, one could be Mekadish and Isha, a Gazlan could be Mekadish and Isha, he has money, after Yush, by giving her the money, and she's Mekadeshus. Frek the Ran, but I didn't give her my money. That's true, because it never was my money. So the Ran seems to say, but I was misaviv that she should get money. That means through me, she got money. That's also called giving money. It's not necessary to give your own money, but if I made sure that she should get money, or through me she got money, that's also called nosanhu. That's called I gave her money. I gave her money even though it's not my money. But I made sure that she should get money. So according to this Ran, we could understand, could be this is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, that I went over to this person, I gave him a pruta, and because of my pruta, he extended her the halvo. Now the extension of the halvo is worth, this is a service that's worth money, and I was misaviv, through my pruta that she should get it. So I mekadish her with the hanor that she's deriving from the Habochas Hazman. That's one way you could learn. You could learn another way, and we'll see the end of Tosfos, perhaps it would seem the second way. You could learn a second way, that he's laying out money. He's laying out money for her. That she should derive, that means I'm spending money for her. So we'll learn later in that Zayin, so that's the chiyuv, what is the chiyuv of an olev? An olev says to a malva, you lend the money, I'll pay you back. Why, what is the olev receiving that he's obligated to pay back the malva? So pshat is because the malva laid out money for him. So Mamela, so that's Ke'ilu, I'm laying out for you the money. So it's Ke'ilu, you got the money, therefore you're Mechuyiv to pay me, even though you never saw the money. But I'm laying, you told me to lend the money to him. So it's Ke'ilu, this money that I laid out is Ke'ilu, you got this money because you wanted that I should lay out this money. So Mamela, so others want to say that the Kiddushin over here is Midin Olam. He laid out a pluta. Kedei that the malve should extend the chayiv. So it's considered the money that he gave to the malve is considered like she got this pruta. Perhaps an afkamina between the two mahalchim will be if he'll be successful or if he won't be successful. I mean, according to the first mahalach, he's being mekadesh with the Habochas Hazman. So he gives a pruta and he's convincing, and the malvas mavir this man. So the kedushin is that he was mesavim that she should get the Habochas Hazman. If he won't be successful, even though she wants he should lay out the pruta, but the kedushin is in the hanor she's deriving from the Habochas Hazman. According to the second mahalach, he doesn't have to be successful. I'm laying out money for you. The teivoscha, that he should be, if the malva, the money was given v'choloifen, if the malva doesn't want to be v'viach this man, so that's the malva's cheshbon. But al kaponim, I laid out money for you. So the kedushin is with the money that he laid out. Now, if we'll learn the taisus, we'll see l'cheiras tiradik in the yukim from the loshen of taisus. Now let us see taisus. So they said, "Chaim Pesach by the time Dairi Yochas Shoyse Chayevus Mois Lo Damache, Vigi Es Mani Lefoy, Oboz Evenosan Lemalve Pute Lavuchi Lo Zimno, Vikicho Bo Oisa Hano." So the Hano would seem the hano that he was mabir this man. But let's go a little further. Vim taima. Vamai osa lasis kem neeromas ribis. Hatoisha says, this is mamish kosha v'yosha. Va'oma v'perk ezer neshech, shorile le'inish le'meima le'chavre, shkoil dalet zuzi. I can go over to someone, I'll give him dalet zuzi, va'ois fe le'ploini zuzi. I'm giving him a very big incentive to learn Yena Azuz. I'm giving him Dalet Zuzi. And this is Hetagomo. Le'oscha Teira El Ribis Habo Miloi Velamalve. The whole Isel, to give an incentive, is the Loive cannot give the incentive to the Malve. But if someone else gives an incentive, it's a Hetagomo. There's no Isel whatsoever. Frektach Taisis, so what kind of Aromas Ribis is over here? When is it blat kosher if a strange person comes over to a malve and tells the malve, here, I'm giving you X amount of money, lend this money to Berl. So then this is a hetagomo. That means the malve, the incentive that the malve is receiving is not from Berl the loive. Someone else gives him an incentive. There's no issa whatsoever. So then it's muta. That means this is only permissible if the loive does not give anything to the noisen. So it's two stages. This noisen goes over to the malve and says, I'm giving you dalet zuzi, please lend berl azuz. And he lends Berl Azuz for the Dalet Zuzi that the Noisen gave him. And Berl and the Noisen have no connection whatsoever. So then, this is... So Taisva says, Vim Taima, Amai Osa Lasa Iskeim Ne'erom Asribis, Oma Perkezer Neshech, Shori Le'elini Shlomeim Ulechavre, a person can tell us, Chavre Shkel Dalet Zuzi, and here the money is coming from a total stranger to the malve to lend to the loive. Vishloima hainu shein haloive noisin klum lenoisin. If the noisin is not receiving anything from the loive, so then it is glat kosher. Avo im hoya noisein. But if the loive is giving something to the noisein, nire kishluchay. So then we have to read between the lines. Then it looks like this is one long action that the loive is giving to the malve through this middleman. I mean, let's all of a sudden mazel tov, they're married and thus, and we have to read between the lines. So it seems that he's doing it bishlichusa. Oh, doing it bishlichusa. That's also, that's considered miloive la malve. Hainir kishluchay vaosa. The chinamim rin and hosam bezer neshech. Shori leile inish lemeime lechavre, shkel dalit zuzi, ve mer leploini, de lois von zuzi. Now, this is also permissible. A loive, a potential loive, is allowed to go over to someone else, to a stadlin. Here's four zuzi. Give me your four zuzi. You go to Berl, and you should speak to him, he should lend me a zuz. Now this is also a hetagomo, because the loive is not giving the malve, and the malve is not receiving anything from this noisen. So this is a hetagomo. That means the noisen is a convincing salesman, and the I paid him for zuz, he should do this, but the malve is lending the loive because the salesman convinced him to lend to the loive. He told them, well, mizaycha, leilam haba. So he's lending money not because of any money whatsoever. He's lending money in Shem Shemayim. So that's a hetagomo. But if this salesman will take out now a pruta and pat this malva on the back and say, no, big mitzvah to lend the money, here's a pruta, also lend the money, So then it seems that there's a chain from the loive to the nisen to the malve. So then it looks like this, it looks like it's coming from the loive to the malve. So then it's also. So that's what Tosfos says. If there is a chain, even though shogle linish lamema lachavre shkel dalet zuzi, I can, the loive can give someone else, a middleman, dalet zuzi, the amela plaina the loisvon zuzi, Hainuk Shaina Amekabel Noisim Klum Lamalda. That is, the Mekabel who got the Dalet Zuzi will not give one penny to the Malve. Kim Hoyo Noisim Hoyo Nire Kishluchai Vos. So then, because if he'll give, even though I didn't make him a Shliach, he did this on his own accord, but it looks, that's called Haromes Ribis. It looks like that the Loive wanted that the Malva should get some money through this Nisen. That's what it looks like. The Imtaima Amai Mukilo Ba'arvachlo. Why did the Gemara have to say Ba'anos Ribis Mekodeshes? Is speaking about that there was already a Halvo. And for the Hishtadlis to be Malviach, the Halvo, so he's Mekadosh with this, Betchilas Havo Hoyoyochel Lahamid, the Banos Milve Mekodeshes, we could make this with the Hatchilas Halvo. Kigoin Shamekadosh Noisein Lamalve Pute, Lahalve Slomois, Uboisa Pluto Niskacholoi. Agav Ulche, Darnineze Bing Zaraya, from this, here that Tosfos seems to be saying, what does he Mekadosh her with? Uboisa Pluto Niskacholoi. Not the service of the Halvo. We said before there's a Machloikis, what he's being Mekadosh her with. If he's Mekadosh her with the Hal, with the end result that he accomplished that she should get, which is worth money to her, that's not to her, or is he Mekadosh her with the pruta that he laid out? So in the beginning of Tosfos it would seem the kitcha ba'isa hano. Here Tosfos says the ba'isa pruta niskacheloi. So it's not too clear what Tosfos understood. Aval kaponim, Tosfos asks, so why did the Gemara have to say alvach lo zimni? Veshloima banos milve mashma milve shahoisa olav klal. Hanos milve would seem that there already was a milve, and the hanos milve means the hanos to extend the milve. So that is why the Gemara said this pshat.